Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Brian and Chris Baggett lead our U.S. military ministries here at BIMI. Boy, what a blessing that is. I have the privilege also to go out and preach for and hang out with our military folk. And Brother Baggett says, we thank the Lord for another year of service for our God and our military personnel. It's our thrill to share with you the work that the Lord's doing among our servicemen and women in the country of Japan. Because of your prayers and faithful support, we were able to visit all of the churches associated with BIMI military missions. If we could, we would take each of you with us so that you too could see the prolific harvest of souls in this amazing mission field. Brother Baggett tells us then about the various churches and ministries. First, he starts with Yokota Baptist Church with Pastor Danny McKittrick. It's located near Yokota Air Base and is a consistent witness for Christ to the local and military communities stationed there. And then Freedom Baptist Church, and this is our newest church in Japan, Pastor Ed Novato, is located near Naval Air Facility Atsugi in Camp Zama, which is an Army base, and is the most recent church started for military among our armed forces in Japan. And I'll just park there a second to say that Pastor Novato is my good friend and was a career Marine and learned so much in our military churches. And then God called him to join BIMI and help in the same ministry. And then there's Sasebo Baptist Church. Pastor Fred Rojas is located near Sasebo Naval Base and faithfully proclaims the gospel of Christ to the many sailors in the region. Let me just add there, it's down just west of Nagasaki, Japan. If you're going to Sasebo, you usually have to go to Nagasaki to go over there. Anyway, pray for the Rojas family as they minister to the naval personnel. And in Yokosuka Baptist Church, Pastor Stu Jellison is located near the largest overseas naval installation and is home to the 7th Fleet, and it continues to be a faithful witness of our Lord Jesus Christ in a community needing hope. And again, I've been there and pray for those dear people. And then there's Faith Baptist Church, Pastor Jesse Palalas. It's located in the northern part of Japan. It's Misawa Air Base, which is the northernmost U.S. air base in Japan, and it has a strong body of believers proclaiming the truth of Christ in their community. And then there's Faith Baptist Church with Pastor Brandon Knight. They minister to the Marine Corps Air Station at Iwakuni, and it's literally bursting at the seams and is currently raising funds for a much-needed new building. Please let me know if you'd like to help with this project. And, of course, you can get in touch with Brother Baggett here at BIMI. And then there's Maranatha Baptist Church with interim Pastor Chris Parker. It's located on the island of Okinawa and hosts over 32 bases and facilities and continues its almost 60-year history of reaching thousands of servicemen and women with the gospel and training them in God's Word. While in Okinawa, we were able to share Thanksgiving dinner with the many stationed there, and we were honored to lead some of them to a personal, saving relationship with Jesus Christ. There's nothing like sitting with men and women in each of these ministries and hearing each story of how our mighty God reached their lost soul with the truth and the love of the gospel.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.